David Romano is a Duluthian, and he's a graduate of the College of St. Scholastica. Right now he's working at the Amber Wing Home, where he is a social worker, but he's taking a little vacation, if you can call it that. Thursday, he's leaving from San Francisco to ride his bike across the United States, and before he takes off, he joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, David. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So you want to raise awareness and get folks talking about mental health. How did this topic become something that you were interested in? And obviously, given the whole Bike Ride Across America thing, pretty passionate about.
Well, it's something that I experienced myself. I experienced mental illness of depression, and with that, the stigma, which was really the hard thing that I really had to face. And so going through that, I really, you know, as soon as I started to get better and received that treatment that I needed, I knew right away that I didn't want anyone else to experience that same stigma and that same, you know, loneliness and weight of mental illness. And so since I've been about 18 years old, I've been working with the nonprofit Active Minds, trying to spread that awareness, start that conversation. And so sharing my story about mental illness. And this is just another way that I think that maybe we can get the conversation started and get some other people interested in mental health.
David, as a fellow sufferer of depression, I know that people really don't know how to talk about depression, and they don't know the right thing to say to people. Talk a little bit about how you felt that that stigma manifested itself to you when you were a young man, high school age, college age guy, and trying to talk to people. What did you hear or not hear that you either didn't need to hear or you would have liked to have?
You know, I think a lot of things is, I mean, you're right, it's not talked about. And so, you know, I was an athlete, I was a male, I was from, you know, good family, you know, good community, and I felt very ashamed that I would have depression. I thought that there needed to be, you know, there's something wrong with me. And so I think just having people talk about it and say, hey, I have depression, I'm struggling with mental illness, whatever it is, and that's okay. It's okay to not be okay. And I think talking about that and not trying to live up to this still with personality of that we need to hide and white knuckle everything that we go through. And it's okay to ask for help. I think, you know, I think if we talk more about that, I think that directly applies to mental health and relieving that stigma.
What about the people that say, cheer up or pull yourself up by your bootstraps?
Yeah, that's a pretty common phrase. And I've heard that before. And, you know, for those people, it's just, you know, education and knowing that this is something that it's not exactly just an attitude issue. It's an illness that they're struggling with, and it's, you know, mental health, whether it's breaking up with a boyfriend or girlfriend, doing bad on a test, these are things that affect our mental health, just like spraining an ankle affects our physical health. They're all things that we need to get help for, and we can't ignore and face it on our own, because that's just, you know, that's too hard to do.
So you're going to be biking across the United States, and you're going to be stopping along the way to give presentations and get some conversations started. What are the sorts of things that you include in your presentations?
You know, I talk a lot, you know, in the beginning about what is mental health, what is mental illness, what is the, you know, Active Minds that I work for, what is mental health awareness, and then I go into my story and I speak, you know, a large part on my story you know, when my depression started all the way up to today. And then at the end, just trying to, you know, give some words of advice on what, you know, if you have a friend that's facing this, if you're facing this yourself, on what that conversation can do and what you can do to help. And so just trying to, you know, address the crowd that, you know, mental health is okay, and let's work together and support each other to get through it.
So when you talk with a group, a mixed group of people, are you gearing your message toward the person with mental health issues who needs the support and the strength perhaps to come forward? Or are you gearing your talk to the people who need to learn how to talk to and about mental health and how to support that person?
I talk a little bit about both. I think they're very important. I think they go hand in hand. And no matter what, like I said, we all have mental health and we all have things that affect our mental health. So no matter what, I think that anyone that listens to my story can take a piece from it and relate to some aspect of it, because we all experience things that affect our mental health. And so But I definitely talk about, you know, ways that if you have someone that's struggling around you, I'll, you know, what support them, be there for them, what kind of things that you can say. But I also say, you know, try to give some words of encouragement for those out there that are struggling at that time. And so, but no matter what, I think it's all about planting seeds. I think planting seeds about starting this conversation is the main thing to do. And as long as we're doing that, if there's something, if I plant a seed in the back of somebody's, you know, head in that crowd, then my job's done.
David, it's very difficult to try to get constructive and productive conversations and dialogue going about mental health when, as you say, so many people don't talk about it. Or if they do talk about it, they talk about it the way a lot of conversations are happening now in the wake of the German Wings pilot who suffered from a mental illness, had suicidal ideation, and it appears now that he may have killed himself and an entire plane load of innocent people. How do you have the conversation when sometimes the only really clear idea that people have about mental illness is in a situation like this, where someone has tragically really had a major breakdown, a major issue, and it's something that is suddenly this big tragedy in the news?
You know, I think that's exactly why we need to be talking about this. For one, because that individual, that pilot, he was struggling. He was having a hard time, and I'm sure he wasn't able to receive the help and support that maybe he could have if he would have been able to talk about it or people would have been open to talking about it. And also, I mean, unfortunately, that's what we talk about it so rarely that something like this, something tragic like this happens, and we kind of blow that up and make that the image of mental illness. And that's not the reality at all. There's a very, very rare occurrence when there's so many people out there that are, they have mental illness. I mean, 1 in 4 adults have a diagnosable mental illness. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are managing and doing really good and are really successful with their mental illness. But there is a huge amount of people that aren't seeking services. I mean, the number is 2/3 of that, 1 in 4, are not seeking help. They're not seeking any services. And so, you know, maybe this individual is one of those people. But it's so important that we get this conversation started so we can open up that door for people that are struggling, that are having suicidal ideation, and that are, you know, facing a major mental illness. You know, we need to let them know that there's help out there, there's support out there, and they don't have to face this alone. And I think that's the biggest thing.
So, David, the bicycle ride across the country begins on Thursday. Are you nervous about that at all? Are you going to have support people trailing along with you, or is it just going to be you and your bike for 8 gazillion miles?
So I'm going to have my brother with a trail vehicle, so he'll be around or nearby, and so that'll be nice for, you know, he'll have the gear and supplies in there and stuff, and I can get picked up if need be. But I am nervous. You know, this is a big commitment and it's going to be hard, but that's what mental health is. You know, it's difficult and there's times where you're going to want to give up and there's times where it's going to feel like it's too hard, but you know, that it's a metaphor for mental illness. I want to put myself out there and do the best that I can. And it's, you know, like I said, I'm nervous, but that's kind of the point. And I really just want to try to get any conversation I can get going. And, you know, I think this is maybe one way that we can do that.
Well, David, drive safely, ride safely. Congratulations to you for doing this. And I hope that you get in touch with us when you get back so we can find out what your journey was like. And thanks again for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much and have a good rest of your day.
David Romano joined us on the phone this morning. He will be leaving on Thursday from San Francisco to ride his bike across the United States to raise awareness about mental health. He is a native of our area, a graduate of CSS, and he's a social worker at Amber Wings.